The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? All four of us back in the old National Bank studio.
I think they just went on the air.
Another edition of Crosstalk Unhinged. A very reflective Johnny the Good Kid sitting next to me in his blue pullover.
Brings out the blue in his eyes, doesn't it?
Oh,
look at his
reflective.
Eyes. Look at the connection there.
What does that mean? Reflective.
You looked at us as Merkin was trying to get all the equipment right.
Yeah.
And you go, you guys, I've worked with two of you for 20 years.
20 plus years, man.
Tommy, I worked with you for 15 years, but I knew you when your balls were blue.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. You got very reflective.
No. Boy, he's been married for how long?
I'm sure 31 years.
Them balls have been blue for a while.
For a long time.
My heavens, good for you.
What for? Actually, he had a groin pull. And,
No. What I had
it
was.
It turned purple.
I landed on a frozen field in Cleveland.
That's right.
It tore like a giant vein in my leg.
Yeah.
And bled a unit of blood into my hip, my back, and my groin.
Right. So he had
I was
a lot
in
the
hospital for 3 days.
Yeah.
Because I tried to practice with it.
Yeah. Well,
and
you know,
landed on it. Hurt
Lonnie wanted
again.
You out there.
This was when Coach was still around.
He couldn't let down Coach.
No.
He couldn't let down Coach.
No. But like my nuts, from my nuts to my knee. Oh. And all the way in the back, it was purple.
Just purple?
Oh, well, have you ever torn a hamstring? Like,
yeah,
bleeds?
Yeah, then
I have, yeah.
My whole, like, from my knee to my nuts.
Well, did you show Yurko's brother your balls?
Nuts?
Well, no, when I got into
he was
the,
in
hot
the hot tub.
Tub. I got into the hot tub.
They were both naked going into the hot tub.
Well, at the very least, he like looked at me and he saw that my leg was
discolored.
Bleeding. He's like, what the fuck? I was like, Merk. I was like, look at this. It wasn't my nuts.
Oh,
I was showing him.
Purple-headed warrior.
No, you showed him your ball sack.
He showed him the one-eyed trousers snake. That's what you were showing him.
We didn't get in the hot tub naked.
I was going to ask that.
We didn't get in the hot tub naked. The cold tub, you had shorts on.
I didn't get in either tub.
What did you wear when you got in the hot tub?
Nobody
was proud.
Shorts.
Yeah. Nobody's proud getting out of the cold tub, guys.
No.
Nobody's proud getting out of the ice tub.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You come out of there,
but
it's like, where to go?
I don't know.
Listen, the truth is there's probably very little to no protection from anything that's floating in the hot tub that would get into your system.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
What do you think the shorts are going to protect
that? That's my point. Shorts are probably...
Maybe.
It's probably more of a modesty thing than anything at that point.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Are you sharing the hot tub together or are these one-man hot tubs?
No. This is like... It seats like... Five or six guys.
I just think it's an etiquette thing. You need to be dressed.
I think so too.
I'm not taking a naked hot tub with anybody.
Well, it's different. Like if you're going to a I was going to say nightclub, a health club. It would be different if you went to a nightclub.
It's a great
nightclub. It'd be like a health club versus like being in a locker room. It's different. Like you know,
we got controlled atmosphere there.
By the way,
club's different.
I've told 5,000 members.
You know,
I've told this story 1,000 times. I'm sure. Like. At the old Hallis Hall, we didn't have individual showers.
No, yeah.
We had one of those poles.
Station. You have
that
like
it's six bags.
It's like Niles North.
That's what we had in Niles North. That's what we had at the Bears. At the old Hallis Hall.
Same one, Willie Gallimore.
We're not high school.
That's my point. Every high school has it. They're the Chicago fucking Bears.
The same like Willie Gallimore. Yes. Remember Willie Gallimore?
Oh, yeah.
Same shower Willie Gallimore was using.
And pretty
and
awesome.
And you're standing next to, you know, like, it was like prison shower.
And then McCaskey found me, goes, what do you mean it has to get better? Well, what do you mean it has to get nicer? What are you complaining about? This is great.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the way it is sometimes. Even the United Center has, like, in the referees.
What do you mean it's that? We shouldn't be that way for a professional football team.
The referees' locker room at the United Center has just there's no
green bay whatsoever.
First of all, how do you know about the
because we've used them for, like.
He and Monty Mathis are good friends.
Yeah, you exactly. And Tim Donaghy exchanging bats in the shower?
We've used them for, we've had to use those auxiliary locker rooms for, like, charity events for, with the Hawks alumni and stuff like that.
Right.
So you have to shower afterwards in there, and I'm showering next to Troy Murray, you know? Yeah. And it's like, we're.
Hey, Troy, how you hanging?
Yeah. There's Troy talking about a slap shot, you know? Like, this is a little awkward.
Let me show you a position. Troy's going, Carmen, why don't you come over here? Let me show you my position when I want to take a slapper.
I could use a little privacy, maybe. But the stanchions are the worst, because then you're really huddled
up.
It does. It makes you feel like high school.
You guys that would pee on other guys' legs in the shower.
I mean, think
about it.
Get out of here.
It's 25-year-old idiots.
Some real tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Idiots.
You guys would do that?
I was never involved in a Chicago Bears-like situation. What are you talking about?
Listen, are you going to sit here and tell me that stupid shit didn't happen when you were in a similar situation with a bunch of immature 25-year-olds?
My situation was immature 17-year-olds.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Did you guys have private showers in Green Bay?
Eastern Illinois. They're not private. What do you mean private?
Like, well,
there's a big rectangle.
So that's what I mean. Shower heads on the wall.
It wasn't sitting around a pole.
All right, gotcha.
You know, getting wet by the same water. No.
But in a lot of health clubs, you have your own, like, single shower with a shower curtain.
Of course, of course.
Not at the old Hallis Hall.
No, you stood
next to five other guys in a semicircle.
Who was pissing the shower, though?
Not at Jacksonville either.
Some of
them old guys, the water hits them and you got to flow.
Listen, let me tell you something. You don't pee in the shower. I pee in the shower every day.
I do too.
It's like second nature.
Stream. The minute the water hits you, you got to go. I don't know what to tell you.
Every day,
I pee in the shower right before I go in the shower.
Well, what's the difference?
That's why
I'm saving water, Carl.
Well, because the toilet is made for
what's
the piss.
The difference? What's
I mean, it's all.
I don't shit in the shower. No, I just piss in the shower.
That'd be awkward.
Waddle takes a shit in his garbage disposal.
Guys, no dookie talk.
Do you know how difficult it is to get into a shitting stance on top of your sink?
You got to go into a deep squat.
It's not easy.
Shitting in his garbage.
You should take a look at Rebel Rider.
Pipes. Listen, connecting those dots is just dumb. Peeing in my shower to shitting in my garbage disposal?
I'm not going to be able to
that. Do you know a good way to clean your garbage disposal?
Lemons, yes.
Well, yeah, that's to freshen it up with the scent. But I'm talking about the underside that you can't get to, like when it goes into the sink, the underside. Ice cubes. Fill it up with ice cubes. Run your warm water. Hit the garbage disposal. The concussion of it, you know, the breaking down the ice and getting spit back up, will take any of that stuff, that residue that you have on the underside of that. You'll see, because when the water comes out, like you fill it with water, it'll go.
How do I get
it? And the water come out. It's filthy.
Yeah.
It's filthy. You don't realize it, but that's the way to get it.
And especially when you're dumping in it.
Cut your lemons up, throw them in there, boom, and get yourself a nice flavor.
I was going to say, Johnny, how do I get a...
savor the flavor.
How do I get a toilet line clogged with a bunch of tampons out of my system?
I remember that problem for you. I remember you had that.
Oh, my God, it is the worst.
Listen, that's when you call a professional.
Well, my guy Dominic comes in and has to bring the entire truck.
And then he comes over and he goes,
turns on a giant fucking...
You know, the Kotex Maxi. Kotex Maxi patch.
He turns on a motorized.
I go, who's got the heavy flow here?
Oh, come on.
What's going on here with heavy flow?
Now, you don't want to talk about Dookie. You can't ask who's got the heavy flow.
The heavy flow, it's a simple question.
It's
more of a medical issue sometimes than it is anything.
Wait, this is life. This is life.
It's life.
Listen, you don't.
It is the circle of life, literally.
That's right.
I'm
aware.
There was a very
that doesn't mean we need to talk about the heavy flow.
Well, listen. The day you've got to go buy some tampons, you're going to know exactly what the hell you're talking about.
We just got yelled at
for
talking
absorbency. Why didn't you get super absorbency? You know I'm a heavy flower. Well, how the hell am I supposed to know?
Listen, I didn't even.
I'm not around for that department.
I didn't take this conversation into the flow factor.
I take a 6 day out.
I'm just saying, you got to be careful what you stick in your toilets, because they will clog.
No condoms.
And then you get a backup, and that's no fun.
No condoms in the toilet. I tell the boys.
Did you learn the hard way back in your single days now?
No, because my ex roommate, her father was a plumber. And he told everybody right away. And when the kids got to be 13, 14, he said, if you're going to use condoms, do not flush them down the toilet. Yes. Wrap them up in toilet paper, yes. Put them in the garbage.
I told you.
What was his advice? Kids, the best protection is the pull-out method, but if you're going to use a condom, don't flush it down the toilet.
Yeah. The rhythm method.
Yeah. I told
a woman's only hot. She's only hot for 7 days.
I mean, what? Yeah.
Do you know why? Because it'll fuck with your ejector pump.
Well, no shit.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
pun intended.
I had that problem at Foxy's old house.
Yeah,
that I told you the story.
Foxy flushing condoms down the toilet.
No.
He was banging them two at a time.
My point.
Oh, jeez. My point
was the house that I lived in that I eventually sold to John.
For Foxy.
Fredo.
Prior to that, like 3 years before he ever came to town. One of my ejector pumps went out. So my plumber comes in and I'm like, what the fuck's going on over here? He goes, well, I got good news and bad news. I go, because he knows, you know, I got four daughters and my kids are having parties in the basement.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And he says, I got good news and bad news. I said, well, what's the good news? He goes, I found the problem. I go, what's the bad news? He goes, it's rubbers.
Oh, yeah. God. Rubbers.
Oh, rubbers. Yeah, that's rubbers. Old school right there. Yeah. The rubbers.
Yeah. Rubbers.
Yeah. Rubbers.
Boy, yeah. That is old school. Who calls them rubber? Rubber.
Hey, Tommy, I know you got
that's awesome. I'm sorry, all you educated guys call them condoms now.
Prophylactics.
Can you imagine Foxy? He's working with Mike Glennon out in the practice. He gets home after a long day.
Call from the wife.
Waddle, I got a bunch of condoms in my ejector pump. What's going on here?
Condoms in the pumps, Waddle.
Fortunately for him, that problem happened well before he purchased the home.
Oh, my God. I want to go back, though, again. The offensive linemen, as a prank, are standing in the shower that you've got six around. You're all standing there, and they're like, hey, it's time to take a piss?
No, they don't announce it.
Jimbo?
They don't announce it. And the next thing you know, you got warm water on your leg. You're going, what's going on? And then the pungent smell of asparagus in the background.
Oh Jesus.
On more than one occasion, I'm not going to name names, but yeah. On more than one occasion, really? I have witnessed
Wojciechowski.
Somebody washing their hair with their eyes closed, obviously, because they don't want to get shampoo in their eyes. Well, somebody else is pissing on that person's leg.
There is no way in the world.
Oh,
well, you didn't play with Jimmy Mack, so I know.
For one training camp.
Well, there you go.
I'm not naming names.
Kozlowski.
No.
Yes.
I'm not naming names.
Would anybody mistaken?
I am the urinator.
Would anyone think, like, you had all these showers and, like, there would be a pole and there'd be, like, six showers?
Yeah.
Would anyone mistake Otis Wilson as a shower stanchion?
Yeah, good question.
No.
And all of a sudden standing under there and saying, oh, excuse
me.
But
I never played with shower Otis was gone before I got there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. What do you mean?
Legend. Legend.
Legendary. Oh, legend. Big Dick Nick has nothing on Otis, on Mama's Boy.
Jeez. Legend.
I have.
What?
You guys definitely.
All of a sudden,
this guy's talking about.
And like, you're shy?
This guy wants to manhandle something.
About
What's
Big Dick Nick?
No, I mean,
who says that?
I mean, my heaven.
It's a legendary story about Nick Foles.
Was busting our balls about not talking sports. I wonder if he does a 180 after listening to this.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah. And like, when are we going to do that, by the way? This is two weeks in a row where the bosses have come.
They've been lambasted.
And like, they see us here early, and they're like, oh, you guys are early. And then we go, yeah, we're here to tape Unhinged. And they're like, oh, yeah, last week's episode sucked.
Yeah.
You did this, or you talked about soccer. Then now,
we love soccer.
This time it was, hey, the first 15 minutes was hilarious, but then you guys shifted to sports. And when are we going to join them in their office every week and critique their fucking week?
Exactly.
It doesn't work like
that. Second guess all the stuff that they've done
with bosses. Yeah. It just like, unfortunately, doesn't work that way with bosses.
You can't
bosses,
do that.
Bosses get to do that. We don't get to do that to
right.
bosses.
Remember, shit rolls downhill after all, you know, or down Tommy's garbage disposal.
Or at least sideways.
One of the
and
two.
Then you
or
have to root
sideways.
It out.
Yeah, exactly. We don't get that luxury. We just have to take it.
Yeah, they get to critique.
Although I think they've been a little overly critical, but
me too. Me too. I really do. It used to be their favorite podcast.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden Danny's accusing me of swearing when I don't need to be swearing.
Well, it's the golf podcast is taking you over.
Merck?
The work Randy Merkin has been able to do. It's just been phenomenal.
The golf pod.
Yeah.
You still doing the pod?
He's golf getting
pod?
Down to the world Sometimes. Golf ranking. You hear the next podcast, right, for his thing? World golf ranking. Necessary or unnecessary?
Oh, that's
Live
a good
golf.
Topic.
trying to survive. Yeah. Break it down for us. I can't wait for that one to come down the pipeline.
I think, speaking of, like this time of year, who cares about golf either? You know, it's like, I couldn't believe it started.
Well, you know, big event this weekend now, at the club, mini sweeps.
Well, I know for you, maybe. They started the PGA Tour. This, you know, the season started last weekend. I'm like, really?
Did it really?
Yes.
I forgot. Yeah.
It's like, who the fuck?
What did Max they take, Homa, like a month off?
Max Homa, the winner of Danny Willett. Well, I told Carm the other day, I said, my start of golf season is Kapalua.
Yeah.
When they go to Hawaii, that's my start of the golf season. This is a chance.
What is that, January?
Yes.
January,
this is going to be criticized, I'm telling you. And let the record show, Danny, that I didn't bring up one fucking shit about golf.
Listen, you can't care.
Yeah, but you just swore twice there that may have
one fucking shit.
You can't worry about what people like or don't like. You just talk about what you're interested in. This is the time of period for those guys that have never won to get a chance to win.
Yeah.
This is your 3 months to go out, find yourself a way to get the victory.
Because all the other guys are probably not playing. They're taking a break.
Right. My guy, Seamus Power, last year developed his game here, went out to California, and played well in California and became somebody. Okay? And then he was on the leaderboard, I think, for one of the first majors, and then he piddled down his pant leg. But this is the time where he developed confidence to become a player.
Isn't everyone so who's
that's
named...
That's what happens at this point.
Anyone who was named Seamus, isn't the ultimate Seamus the ignoramus? Like, isn't that like the nickname that you always give?
I guess. Yeah.
Seamus is a good name, though.
Seamus.
He's going to be famous, that type of thing.
How do you spell it? Isn't that another one of those names?
S-E-A-M-U-S.
Right. Like you were
Seamus. It sounds like it's if you look at it, you'd say Seamus.
Right. Like some people spell Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, most people spell Sean, S-E-A-N.
I had a buddy in college whose name was, his name was spelled S-E-A-N, and Seen.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That's ridiculous.
It was just reality. I'm just telling you.
I feel like most Seans these days are S-E-A-N, aren't they? You still see some S-E-A-N.
When are you guys going to get Sean Payton on?
I don't know. Sometime this week. Maybe next week.
No, not this week.
Maybe the week after. I think what we're going to do is wait for about 6 games so we can get a proper analysis of the quarterback and then have, you know, give him a week and say, we're going to get you on next week. If you haven't seen him, do us a favor and take a look at Fields and give us an analysis because we'd want to break his thoughts on him.
I tried to dial up the All-22 this morning, and
mine is not available either. It's pissing me off.
This is crap.
The Bears All-22, and there were a couple other games, and I don't know why.
The Bears NFL. Put the kibosh on it. They don't want anyone to see it.
I think the later they are, it's timing-wise. So I think Monday night games won't even
matter. The Eagles All-22 is available.
This is crap.
And the Bears All-22.
Maybe it's the Bears not providing it on a timely manner.
It's Luke Getsy saying, I'm not fucking showing anyone this.
No, you think that's
11 passes, I know. No, guys, don't get that All-22 out.
The NFL owns everything. The NFL dictates what
I checked again this morning. Normally, it's available by Tuesday night.
Call corporate office,
last
man.
Night, it was not. Morning, I went and checked again, and it still said unavailable.
Well, it's been a bad week, Carm. Like, think about this. So, going to Prime, you couldn't rewind and do what you wanted to do.
Awful.
On Sunday, the ticket goes down, right?
That's what I heard.
For an hour.
Yeah.
And now you're all 22. What's going on with
the NFL's crap in the bed right now? What's happening?
Maybe
Bezos sabotaged it all.
I would think he'd want to enhance it.
I don't know. Maybe it was Bezos. Anybody see the numbers?
I have not. Has anyone seen them?
Oh, no. How do they calculate that?
Don't you think if the numbers were good, we'd know by now?
You don't think they were good?
I'm asking a simple
question. Oh, I thought they came out and said that.
I didn't see. That's what I'm asking.
I can believe
they come out.
Talk
I didn't see
yourself.
It. Usually there's the proclamation. Usually football, PFT. Pro Football Talk comes out and tells you exactly what the numbers were so the NFL could beat themselves on the chest and march up and down Park Avenue and start saying, give us more money, give us more money.
Which they will.
I haven't seen those numbers, Carm.
This week it's not nearly as intriguing either, especially because Mitchie, the kid, is going to be under center.
It'll be intriguing for us.
I don't know. I mean, Browns-Steelers is not nearly as intriguing.
Won't it be fun to watch?
By the way, did you see? It's
his last start. What are you talking about? It's an NFL game.
No, I understand that, but it's not.
I don't care if
the
worst team in the league is playing.
Stop it. You go from Herbert Mahomes to Jacoby Brissett and Mitch Trubisky.
That's a bit of a step down.
Well, I got Nick Chubb, right?
Yeah.
Teach
him to get down.
I got Najee Harris. At least I can sit there and convince myself to watch a little bit.
With Mitch, it was so funny because there was all this clamoring from the players. Matt Canada, our offensive coordinator, needs to open things up. Mike Tomlin talked yesterday and said, our quarterback needs to be more
aggressive.
More aggressive.
Yeah.
And We need to be more aggressive as a team, but a quarterback needs to be more aggressive, too.
You got 2 year wide receivers that are used to having the ball at about 14 yards a clip every time they catch it, are under 10.
Yeah.
Your boy's conservative. Again, when I tell you, the one thing he's got that people see, you know, he's never thrown an interception return for a touchdown.
He doesn't take any
risks. I know he has never made one ballsy throw in his life either. I promise you that. You know, them throws Brett Favre used to make when he was kind of idiotic and young, but at least he was willing to make the throw. Sit there and throw a rocket to Mark Ingram, and Mark Ingram comes back, and there's a big X on his chest from the edge of the football.
Right, the point
Favre
of the ball.
Tried to throw the damn thing right through him.
Listen, I know you don't want to get too sportsy here, but Bears are going to have to do this too. Like, quit worrying about throwing picks.
Yeah.
They happen in the NFL.
That's right.
Especially in this league where now the scales have tipped towards high risk, high reward.
Tipped, guys.
So, like, if he's going to throw 15 touchdowns, who gives a shit as long as the upside is there? So, they need to preach to him. Don't worry about mistakes. You're going to have to throw it. That's the only way you're going to learn to get better.
Can we make a show pact where if the Bears don't play in December or something like that, late November in Lambeau, that we all go up there together?
Sure.
Like, you guys, Carm, I still can't believe
it. Never been.
It's an amazing spot. I know Yurko played there. Yurko's been back for a long time.
He loves it.
It's incredible. It really is an incredible place.
Yeah.
Maybe we rent a hotel room and all stay together.
I'm up
in an RV.
What about
an RV?
Fits on each other's feet.
Yeah, we'll get a shower. Just one pole.
I don't mind.
A shower. We'll invite
Otis. I can do that for you later today if you want, Carmen.
Why not?
If it's something that you're pining for.
If the Mount Rushmore Chicago sports.
Fucking internet in this place.
The legendary, I haven't seen for myself, is supposedly Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Otis Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Smith. I know Lee Smith is on that list.
Greg Clark was always a name that people use.
Greg Clark looked like a field hockey stick.
From Chicago sports?
Yeah, he played for the Bears.
Yeah.
Well, before I got there, but that was
he was with the Bears because he was with me in Green Bay.
Did you say it looked like a field hockey stick?
Field hockey stick.
All right.
Because he had the holster.
Impressive.
He's got a natural curve at the end.
Wow.
Natural curve.
A little natural curvature.
Is there a natural curve?
I think Makita put it there.
The same as the curve of the earth?
Makita and Hall put it there. They put the curve in its
stick. I told you the story, too. I hate using names, so I'm not going to use the name.
Come on. I don't mind using the name. He's not a household.
I'm just saying, we went out to practice one time. It was one of those days where, like, every Wednesday, or so that they bring fans out. Like, fans were, for whatever reason, there were like
sponsors,
all kinds
of stuff.
You could have like 50 people in the stadium.
The doctor wants to bring,
surgeon,
whatever.
Yeah. And we would, at that point in the season, we'd be out there in shells and helmets and shorts. And we had one player who.
We know who it is.
I mean,
they played at USC.
No.
Oh,
they had to come over to him and say, hey, listen, you're going to have to throw some shorts on. There's going to be some kids.
Yeah,
out there.
I mean, come on.
I mean, because it was just ridiculous.
Like Greg Norman-esque.
Just put a pair of shorts every time because you would wear like those Spanx, like the tights.
Merck was.
Was he a former stripper?
No.
Merck nudged me.
No, it was a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday when, Cap and Hoodie had Greg Norman on, we were out at the live event, and Merck nudged me. He just elbowed me, and he goes, leave the fucking hammer on the shark over there. I'm like, hammerhead
shark.
Did you
read Merck? True or false?
Like, we couldn't stop thinking about it.
Should they have asked him about that?
He was taking a picture with Cap, and I'm like, man, motherfucker.
Did you try to sneak a peek?
He's in unbelievable shape, first of all. And like Greg Norman's, he's pushing 70, right? Was he 67 or something?
Is there a way to ask about that?
No doubt your eyes went to his crotch to see if you could see
that. Mark and I were thinking, we stood there thinking and remembering that picture. We're like, geez, motherfucker. Somebody did. He was on in Australia.
And say, look, the picture of you on the beach. Are you happy that one got out?
How could you not be?
You've been compared to John Holmes.
Yeah.
Is there any comparison?
How could you not be happy about it?
I don't buy that you two didn't try to sneak a peek at all.
Well, how do we sneak a peek? We weren't in the shower.
No, I'm just saying, staring at him, see if you could see that thing.
No, not the outline of it. Yes.
These guys are dropping pens under the table. Greg, I got to pick this pen up.
Is that thing real? Did the camera just catch you in a real
while? But, I mean, it was something.
Merch, you try to sneak a peek?
Shark, was that ever around the USS Indianapolis? Is that what sunk it?
Is that a torpedo joke?
That's like a terrible torpedo. U.S. Navy men getting eaten alive by sharks joke.
Not enough time.
It happened 75 years ago.
By the way, Nicolas Cage, I saw the USS Indianapolis movie.
Really?
Nicolas Cage is in it. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's the guy that runs it, and they try to blame him at the end.
Which one did?
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Which one did the Indianapolis deliver?
Both of them.
Oh, it was both of them?
I think it was both of them.
I thought it was one of them. Okay.
Fat Man and Little Boy.
Fat Man and Little Boy.
Yeah. And they were on their way back and they couldn't give them a.
Wasn't that the name of the sub?
They couldn't give them a guideboat car.
No, Indianapolis was the.
You were never here.
Right.
They go, you're never here.
You're never here, yeah.
So we can never acknowledge that you were here when you go.
The Indianapolis delivered the bombs.
Right.
And then on the way back was torpedoed.
1,100 men in the water. I think 300 and some odd survived.
Yeah.
And what's his name talks about in Jaws?
Yes, Quinn talks about it.
I thought the best part of your guys' entire show was it yesterday or the day before when you guys were having a nice conversation about going to Dallas.
Unbelievable.
Going to Dallas. And you're like, I've never been there. There's so many different things to see. The grassy knoll. The good kid goes.
I said, Yurko, have you been there? He goes, no.
Is it near the Spearmint Rhino? If it is, I've been there. If not, I haven't.
There's only one good kid.
I don't say.
There's only one.
There's only one.
Isn't it wild to think, though, like it's always when, like as time passes and things that we become so used to and accustomed to, and then you look back at the way things were a long time ago, it always like stuns us.
But like a presidential motorcade without a roof.
The fucking president of the United States is driving down the road in a convertible.
Yes.
Like think about that in today's context.
Times have
changed. I was there once.
It wasn't that long ago, like a fucking convertible just driving down the road. Here's the most powerful man in the world. Like. Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's very eerie, too, to be there.
I've never been over there.
Still, after all these years. Like, and I wasn't alive, obviously, when it happened. But when I was down in Dallas for a Bears-Cowboys game, I went there.
I've never done that. Maybe I'll do that when we go down there next month.
You should, yeah.
I've only been to Dallas a few times, but I've never gone and seen.
Isn't that one of those, you know, things that you always talk about? If you could know the real, true story about that's top five,
Forget about it, yeah.
Like, of all the things, when you go through the list of what if you could really find out the truth about
the real story.
Yeah. That's why, like, that's how the whole thing started. Yurko said, who was on the grass? You know, we joked, well, it could have been the mob. It could have been the CIA. It could have been Cuba. Yeah, maybe it was all three. Yeah, all three. All right, real quick, and then we'll wrap. Hold on. So Amazon, this is from yesterday, guys. Nielsen had yet to release the numbers for the game as of Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon, according to Amazon, in an exclusive memo that I'm sure they conveniently leaked to the media, in a memo written to employees, Amazon says that Thursday Night Football helped hook a record number of new Prime signups for a 3-hour period last Thursday
night.
Doesn't
mean anything.
It doesn't really. I agree with you, Yurk. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Exactly. That's like when they come and they tell you there's a 200% increase. Well, that's great.
From zero.
You used to have one. Yeah. Now you've got three.
I don't know. This story's from yesterday, increase. And they were saying that Nielsen had yet to release the data, but we're like, that's 6 days ago.
Does Nielsen even count that?
Well, I believe they do.
Isn't there a way, just like all the other stuff is estimation, right? In ratings, when you sign into Prime, you know exactly how many people are signed in, don't you?
I would think that all that information would have to come from Amazon, right?
That's what I thought, yeah.
And they're just not delivering it.
Which would make it skeptical to begin with.
Right. Because they own the narrative.
Right.
Really quick, too, on this subject, the shower story made me think of that. Merck, do you remember the legendary Greg Maddux story?
Oh, God.
The Greg Maddux-Andre Dawson story. I can't tell it. Dawson, do you remember this, Waddle? I bet you remember after.
It involves urination.
Yeah. Like, the story goes, Andre Dawson told us this in Lunch with a Legend years ago. It was back in the day. They were all sitting in the hot tub. It was Andre Dawson. It was Dwight Smith. It was Sean Dunstan. And it was Jerome Walton or something like that. Those four guys. And they're all sitting in the hot tub. And here comes Greg Maddux. And Maddux, you know, everyone thinks he's quiet. He was one of the biggest pranksters there was. Maddux looks at Andre Dawson. He goes, Hawk, have you ever seen four black guys run from one white guy? And Dawson goes, okay, whatever, Maddux. And Maddux goes, no, seriously. Have you ever seen four black guys run from one white guy? And then Hawk goes, I'll play along. He goes, absolutely not. Never seen that. And then he takes out his dick and he starts pissing in the hot tub. And all four guys run away from Maddux.
It's the best. Like, when Hawk told the story, it was the best. Because you just didn't expect that was
coming.
Coming
from Hawk, yeah.
That fucking Maddux is pissing in the hot tub while they're all in there. It's priceless.
So, again, so to think that what I'm telling you is unfathomable is
just silly. You guys are children.
Which game are you guys hard for this weekend? Brought to you by Blue Chew. You know, I know the marquee game is the late afternoon kick because it's Brady and Rodgers, but how about How about Miami and Buffalo this weekend? That's the game.
I think we're in Miami, right?
They're in Miami. I'm pissed that it's up against Bears Texans. Yeah. I wish it was one of the late kicks.
Not so hard for that one, but yes, the one
that's
in Miami.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, not so hard for Bears Texans at all.
Yeah.
I'm hard for Dolphins and
I'm
Bills.
Hard for any Bears game because I want to see some progress.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'd like to see him throw it maybe 25 times, too.
Like,
I mean, come on.
You just can't do this. You've got to at some point.
You gotta throw
I get being a little conservative, but at some point, you're not going to be able to evaluate your team if you're not running your offense.
Yeah. I'm hard for the President's Cup.
Are you really?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. Because to me, it doesn't matter. I like golf.
Yeah.
Now, would I prefer Cameron Smith and Dustin Johnson and all those guys be there? Yes. But I think you're still going to – I think the international team has been more gutted than the American
because of LIV?
Yeah, because LIV,
all the Australians are on
right.
it, right?
I mean,
on
it's LIV? Cam Smith. Abraham Anser is not on there.
Right, right, right.
Hazen's not there.
Right.
So that's really kind of limiting what they have. The United States can just replace guys with five other guys, and I think they're still going to be okay.
All right.
USA but is minus 700.
Wow. They're 11-1-1 in the President's Cup.
11-1-1?
11-1-1, the United States is. So, I mean, come on.
Like the America's Cup.
Well, what was going to happen anyway? So I think it's going to happen anyway. But I like watching golf, and I like watching shot makers. So I think you're still going to have shot makers. You're still going to have golf.
All right, Sylvie.
I'm hard for White Sox accountability.
Mm.
Who is going to
good question.
Take the fall for this? And I don't mean get fired, but who will step up and say, "Look, blame me"? Will it be the owner? Will it be Rick? Will it be Kenny? Like who's accountable?
Everyone's got to wear this.
Everyone. But someone's got to step up to the microphone and say, look, this team was assembled poorly. We didn't have the right manager. The players underperformed.
How would Kyle Schwarber's 40 bombs look in a White Sox uniform?
Boy, last night's bomb, too. Was
Menachino would have him with 15 right now.
Yeah. Kyle, you better stop swinging for the fences.
Hitting coach jokes.
Go hit me a single. Yeah. I love hitting coach
jokes. How about he's the only other guy other than Judge that's got 40?
Yes, just the two of them.
Yeah,
and Judge has 20 more.
A couple other guys got like 38, 37 in the National
League. Yeah, Alonso's got to be close to 40, right?
Yeah, he's got 39, 38, 37. That's who's chasing.
Sylvia, you're absolutely right. You're 100% right. Amen. We could talk about that more during regular crosstalk.
Let's do that.
Don't forget, free month supply. 1 month supply of Blue Chew. All you have to do is put in the code UNHINGED at checkout. Come on. You guys need
get
it.
You call that
free wood.
Fuck like a champ.
Like a mountain stream.
Fuck like an animal. Hard. Just like Trent Reznor says, all right? Make sure you use Blue Chew. BlueChew.com and use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. They'll give you a month's supply for free. Good show, boys. All right. Not too much sports, right? They'll be happy. Will the bosses be happy?
But are bosses ever happy?
Right, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully they're happy this time.
I think they will be the next time we get a report here, on Friday. I think we're going to make the number. Oh, I feel like a number.
Very good, Yurko.
Yeah, they'll be jumping for joy then.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tom?
Yeah, go fuck yourself, too.